Case number 12,675, Young J. Park seeks a variance from the 200-foot poultry building setback requirement for a resident, from a residence. Sections 115-20 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast side of Mount Pleasant Road at Skyla Lane. 911 address is 31312 Mount Pleasant Road, Laurel. The zoning district is GR. Tax parcel is District 432, Map 7, Parcel 2. The applicant is seeking a 72.5-foot variance from the 200-foot separation requirement for a poultry house from a neighboring dwelling. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Steve Atkins, 212 East Front Street, Laurel, Delaware.
My name is Young Park.
And your address?
He's at 31312 Mount Pleasant Road.
But billing address is different.
Okay. Yeah. Right there.
Yeah.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Do you swear or affirm, Mr. Park? Thank you.
Okay. The situation here is Mr. Park is looking to basically separate the house from the farm. Okay, he's got an existing chicken house there. There used to be two. They've torn one down. These chicken houses are old. There was a permit pulled for these chicken houses in 1979. At the time, there was a mobile home on the lot, and then they built this house, it looks like, in 1981. The house was not built by Mr. Park. It was built by a gentleman named Mr. Russell Scala. So basically, the issue here is now that Mr. Park wants to separate the house from the farm. We've got an issue maintaining the 200-foot setback from the poultry house. So again, both the house and the chicken house had pulled permits, and they were in conformance at the time, but clearly now they are not. So I guess what we are proposing is that we create the lot line like I have shown on the plat before you. I basically afforded as little relief as I could. I had a shed here and I had a house, so I kind of snaked the line through there while maintaining the furthest distance away from the chicken house. So also had to consider the 5-acre requirement for a chicken house on the lot. So that's why the lot is kind of shaped around like that. I wouldn't normally like to do that way, but in this case we were kind of constrained by the area requirement as well as, you know, the existing chicken house, Basically all we're trying to do is work around what's there now. As far as the property itself, the uniqueness of the property is the fact that the house is there, the chicken house is there. It once conformed, it doesn't conform now. It's really not any fault of Mr. Park here. Like I said, the dwelling, the second thing is cannot otherwise be developed. We're not trying to develop anything. We're trying to separate the farm from the house. The third, it was not created by the applicant. Like I had stated, Mr. Russell Scala had pulled these permits, and at the time it was conforming. It will not alter the character of the neighborhood since this is a ag area. There are multiple poultry houses in the area. And the minimum variance is basically what we have. We had to put the lines in there to conform with the code for the existing proposed lot one, which kind of made it what it was as far as the minimum allowed. So I will certainly take any questions that you have.
Questions for this gentleman? These gentlemen?
So what's the reason that we're going through this and separating the house from the poultry
house?
Well,
like I said, the chicken house is old, but it's still under a ag loan, I guess, and he's probably going to sell this. He has a house down the road on Lucky Lane off of Mount Pleasant Road, but right now we're just going through the process of cleaning this mess up before we can go any further doing anything else.
Okay.
That chicken house is still functioning?
It is, but he said something about two run that they're not letting them do anymore. So they're letting them do it piece by piece.
It's getting close to not being.
That's what he's saying. He's saying, and that's why they tore the other one down. You know, same thing.
Is he going to plan to, if he tears this one down, is he going to put one up? Because I think he'd have to then come back to us for a variance to do that.
For a variance of 5 acres for a chicken house?
Yeah, I mean,
if
because as I see it, you're keeping all the structures as is. You just want to subdivide the property,
correct.
And you're doing it in such a way that there's no other variances needed other than a separation from structures that already exist.
That is correct.
However, if the plan is, hey, I'm going to take this one down, eventually I'm going to put another one up, he's going to have to come back to us for that, I would think, as well, unless he's able to somehow make it comply.
Yeah, I mean, he'd have to be, what, I think it's 50 or 100 feet from the property lines now? 50, yeah. So, I mean, even now, this chicken house is only like 45 feet from the line, doesn't comply, but it complied back in the day, you know, so. Are you planning on putting another chicken house there once you tear this down?
Nowadays, regulations.
Regulations?
Different word. That's what I say, no.
Yeah, but he's asking you if you were to tear this down, would you put another one back up?
No.
All right. Ms. Norwood, there's something just jumped out at me. Do you need any setback from the property line for this? I hate.
You can scale it. I just barely scaled it roughly off this because I was looking at it sitting over there and I think it's like 45 feet.
Okay.
Not to create another problem, but that's the truth.
Yeah. It's only about 45 feet currently.
And we have not advertised.
We did not.
So we're going to have another hearing for that one as well. Because it was not advertised for it. But that does not mean that we can't entertain this particular part of the request.
Yeah, because if we entertain this, we can go and submit to Delta and get that ball rolling and then come back before you guys for the lot. That's what's holding everything up right now.
Understood. Okay. Understood. And I would think that any request would have to be conditioned on site plan approval as
sure.
well through the commission.
Absolutely.
But we try to make sure clean up all that.
I totally understand. No problem.
Further questions from the board?
If that lot's sold and everything, they're still right away or access to the...
Yeah, so basically both the chicken farm and the house get access off a private road called Scala Lane. It's not platted. So you see I've just added it in here, proposed 50-foot wide ingress egress easement to allow for the site for the radiuses for the truck coming in. I didn't want to narrow it down. And basically that was the throat up front here you see. So yeah. So and Delta's gonna love that because there's no other access to Mount Pleasant Road because that's a pretty major road.
Sure.
I have nothing further. Thank you.
Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 12675? Is there anyone who is present in opposition of case 12675?
We're not really against it, but we're
just trying sir, if you want to speak, we'll give you a chance to speak, but you have to be at the microphone, please.
If you want to come up, sir, we can swear you in and you can raise whatever your concerns are.
We're not really getting,
sir,
we thought he was just
sir,
going to put
we got to swear you in first.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. I understand.
Bruce Hill.
Your name and address?
31297 Mount Pleasant Road.
And you said your name again?
Bruce Hill.
Bruce Hill. Thank you.
Yes.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
What... How is he coming across here behind? I mean, we thought maybe he's going to put another poultry house in here. You know, where the other one tore the other one down. I had no problem with that. We were just concerned about putting one over here right behind our lot, which is kind of, I don't know.
So Mr. Hill, we've got a site plan here. Have you seen this?
It is
in the packet. Okay, so this is what has been shown to us. This is a site plan that's in the record, and what he is showing here is basically this is the current parcel,
right?
And he is proposing to subdivide it such that this is one parcel here,
right?
And that this is the other parcel here. However, while this house, the poultry house, and the residence currently exist, once someone subdivides it, they have to bring the property into compliance. And one of the issues is this poultry house will be on a separate property and will be closer than 200 feet from the existing residence.
Right.
So there's a variance needed in order to be able to just subdivide it. There's no proposed additional poultry house being proposed at this time.
Okay, where is the line going to come across?
It's this line right here, so it'll be between the house and the shed.
Right through here?
Well, if Mr. Atkins, we have the surveyor here, perhaps he could show that specifically to you.
I mean, we like Mr. Drew.
Yeah.
Here's your property.
Okay.
Yes. So here's the new property line. So like I was telling the board, there are rules. Chicken house has at least 5 acres of property. So I would have loved to bring this right here, but that would mean deficient here. So I brought the line and tied it into Mr. Elliott's line, just like that. So we'll set a corner right here.
Over here.
Your property's here.
Right.
And, yeah. So this is the old chicken house that got torn down. The newer shed's right here.
That's over here.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So he's not putting no other structures up
No,
there.
He's just trying okay. to cut
we
the lot off.
We were concerned about him wanting to put one.
Now, sir, I know you two would like to talk, but we have to hand, we do have some formalities we have to keep up, so.
Are we good? We're good.
So, sir, now that you've heard what his explanation, are you in favor?
I'm okay with it.
You're okay with it?
Let me see. Are you okay on it? This is her neighbor. So we're okay with it.
Hello. I'm Joyce Stevens.
Joyce Stevens, you said?
Stevens.
Stevens.
With a V.
Okay. And your address?
31279-31283.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank
We're
you.
Just concerned about what they're going to do, but I understand that he's going to try to split them up in two lots.
That's correct.
And give them road away from Skylar Road.
The existing Skylar. Driveway that's there now, Skylar Lane, would be used, is what we've been told.
Yes. Okay. Because our lots back up to their lot. And we're just concerned about what's going on back there, because they do have a trailer sitting back there, too, inside the manure shed. Been sitting there for years. It's a vacant trailer. It's like storage. And, yeah. So he's just trying to split them in two lots, still having one big lot. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what has been proposed to this board, is essentially putting a lot line in between existing structures, but not adding any new structures.
Right.
The applicant
using
wanted
the
to add
it. Road they're using now.
That's what we've been told, ma'am.
Yeah. Okay. No problem.
Okay.
Thank you.
Do you support it, or you just don't object to it?
I don't object.
Okay. Thank you.
Is there anyone else present who is in opposition of this of case number 12675? Operator?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you. If there are no further questions from the board, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
May I make one note before you guys? I notated they were going to 72.5 foot variance. It's 71.3. Pulled the wrong number. I apologize.
The original one on the application was from the property line to the chicken house, not from the house to the chicken house.
And I did have one question for Mr. Atkins.
Yes,
I may.
Sure.
I didn't see on here where the neighbors' dwellings are located. It would appear to me on the survey that there's probably 200 feet from this poultry house to houses that already exist on neighboring lands. Can you confirm that? Is this the only one that's at issue?
That's the closest one. I don't necessarily have a measurement to it. Typically, we don't go on other people's property like that to locate stuff, unless we can catch it from the road, like presumably or something like that. It's just...
Okay.
Yeah.
So. I wanted to make sure, because I do see, you know, it's less than 50 feet from the property line to the east, and I didn't know if there were houses on, you know, it looks like those are woods, but
yeah.
I know sometimes houses can...
Right,
yeah,
that's
being
like
put in there.
That's like Portsville Pond back there, so it's kind of low.
So there's no houses on the properties.
Not that I know of. Not four. Now there's an easement to get back and forth. Clay Davis used to own that piece. I don't know if he does anymore, but you'll see it on my survey. It runs right down that 236-35 line and goes right to that parcel four. But it's got a fence in it. Nobody uses it, but it is platted.
And the properties to the west, there's more than 200 feet, you would think? Is it your testimony there's 200 feet at least to those houses?
Yes, and I will check that. If I have to amend it, I will call you back. But I'm going to say yes, sir.
All right, thank you. I just wanted to clarify.
I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 12675 for Yong J. Park. I don't believe the requested variance will alter the essential character of the neighborhood and that the variance represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second. And if I may, it might be because this is one that would require the Planning Commission to approve a site plan, I'd recommend that if your approval be conditioned on site plan approval being obtained by the commission as they have oversight over as well.
As stated. Thank you.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Corman.
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Werfel.
Aye for the reason stated.
Dr. Carson.
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for those reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 12675 has been approved.
Thank you.